Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Hey, Yousef Dave here, and welcome back to Yousef's Stoop. Today's episode will be called Seedling. And the first point that I would like to touch on is appreciate your efforts. If you're listening with me right now, that means that you are in 2025 and you've been graced to make it to this point. There are works, there are actions, there are plans that you did that got you to this point in time. And this is yet another reason to be grateful to God and to recognize that He's been with you along the way the entire time. And I want to read Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. The importance of that scripture is that appreciation and gratitude go hand in hand. The more that we can spend time thanking God, the more that we can spend time creating and seeing new things being sown. And I just want to close out this section with a scripture, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Welcome back. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Adjust your workload. Many are the plans of man, and we could plan ahead 2 to 5 years, even 10 years. But we have to be okay with going back and making the necessary adjustments. So think about what worked last year, what didn't work, and how do we capitalize on those things to make this year better? And not in a way of seeking perfection, but constantly progressing yourself, seeing where you can be stronger, seeing where you can be more focused, seeing where you can be more determined. And once you have that figured out, be okay with putting it all behind you because it's already happened. So what do you do next from there? Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the desert, in rivers, in the wilderness. So adapt your ability to grow to your situations so that you may be able to learn of them but not dwell in them. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Remain consistent. Be okay with doing the hard work, the medium work, and the easy work. Because all that you've done up to this point is why you are where you are. And you remain consistent to get here. So don't change that up. Stay focused. Stay determined. Stay joyful. Luke 16 and 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Appreciate your efforts. Adjust your plans. And remain consistent. Do these things. And 2025 will be better than the year before. Thank you for joining me again on Yousef Stoop, and I look forward to spending time with you on the next episode. I love you.